Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith, with Celia Imrie, Kelda Holmes and Mark Denham. Episode 1, Overtaken by Events.
It is not considered good motoring manners to shout at someone who stops at a red light, Hannah.
He stopped too quickly.
Doesn't matter how fast he stopped. You're supposed to allow enough space to stop comfortably.
I did.
You didn't. You were too busy complaining about the woman who walked across the zebra crossing.
She just came out in front of me.
She's allowed to. It is her right of way.
She just did it to annoy me.
Oh, if you've got such a short temper, you shouldn't be learning to drive.
If you've got such a short temper, you shouldn't be taking me out for practice. You've been moaning at me ever since I drove off. Evening, Bill.
What, with the handbrake on? Evening, Bill.
A perfectly easy mistake for a learner to make.
Evening.
You'd have failed your test because of it.
Well, it wasn't my test, was it?
And it won't be for some time if you carry on like that.
It never works. Two women in a car together.
Oh, don't be so damn patronising.
That's a sexist remark, Bill.
Oh, for God's sake, it was only a joke. I think I'll go out for a pint and some conversation at normal volume.
Oh, Bill, don't go yet. Could you give me a lift to the dance at St Andrew's Hall?
I don't know where it is.
I'll direct you.
Oh, just don't let her drive you.
Only Mum won't take me because we're not speaking.
You seem to be speaking rather a lot.
It's not worth asking her when she's in this sort of mood.
I was put in this sort of mood by a daughter who thinks that driving consists of stamping your foot down and arguing every 5 minutes.
I thought that was marriage.
Butcher.
Hello, Joe.
Can you sign this, Mum?
What is it?
Let's hope he's up for adoption.
Shut up, Hannah. It's permission to cycle to school.
Well, do you think you should? I mean, I'm not sure your bike's up to it.
It's okay, apart from the puncture. Can you mend it for me, Bill?
Can't you mend it yourself?
Last time he did that, he bent 3 tablespoons getting the tyre off.
I couldn't find anything else.
Well, didn't look further than the cutlery drawer.
Anyway, can you sign it?
I'm not all that keen on you cycling that distance, actually.
Oh, Mum.
Well, it's a terribly busy road and you've got to
pass a bike... I passed my cycling proficiency exam.
Anyway, why do you suddenly want to cycle now?
There's this girl.
Shut up, Hannah.
Called Emma. I've seen him gaze at her adoringly.
Hannah, stop teasing him.
She cycles to school and she goes past our house.
What about you and that stupid prat in the sixth form?
He is not a stupid prat. He could flatten you with one finger.
I must be joking. He's really wet. He's no good at football.
That's typical lettuce brain. So if someone's no good at football, they're useless.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right then, what about precious Emma? How's her football?
Girls don't count. They're useless at sport.
Oh, so Martina...
That's enough. Shut up, both of you.
She started it.
How like the home life of our own, dear Queen?
Do you think he should cycle, Bill?
I'm afraid to offer an opinion. The only house with more arguments than this is the House of Commons. All I can say is that I came to no harm and I used to cycle 3 miles to school every day.
Yeah, but that was when roads were just cart tracks.
And bicycle wheels were square and made of stone.
Right, that's it. I'm off to the Black Lion where I'm given the respect I deserve.
But Bill, you promised.
What?
You promised to take me to the hall.
Did I?
No, you didn't, Bill. Hannah invents promises like she invents her own highway code.
I'm talking to Bill, Mum. Will you take me? Please. If I walk there, my hair will go all wrong.
We'll match your brain, then.
Okay. Anything to separate you from your mother?
You're doing us both a service, Bill.
Come on, then. You shall go to the hall.
Just sign here, Mum.
Just a minute.
God, you're not drinking again, are you?
I beg your pardon?
You're always opening bottles of wine.
I am not.
It's not a very good example for me, you know.
Listen, I have just been through a very trying experience with your sister, and I would like to relax with a glass of wine, okay?
That's a unit and a half, you know.
What is?
A glass of wine. It's a unit and a half.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
You're only allowed 14 units a week.
Who says?
Women are only allowed 14 units of alcohol a week. Otherwise they get brain damage and other bits collapse.
Thank you, Dr. Greyshot.
Men are allowed to drink more.
Presumably because the survey was carried out by men.
No, because men are different from women, chemically.
Ah. Joe, I knew there was something I wanted to talk to you about.
We saw a film on the state of the liver after years of heavy drinking.
How educational.
Yours must be pretty rotten by now.
Joe, I do not need this, so please be quiet before I deprive you of your allowance.
The last resort of the desperate parent.
And a jolly effective one, too.
Anyway, before you start playing the heavy, can I borrow some bus fare to go to Darren's?
Borrow, as in I give it to you and never see it again?
If you're offering.
Before you go, Joe, tell me about this Emma.
Oh, Mum.
Is she the first girl you've liked? In that sort of way?
In what sort of way?
Sort of boy-girl way.
You always start these serious talks when you're drinking.
I am not drinking. I am having a glass of wine before dinner, and I do not have to justify it to you.
What were you saying?
You heard what I was saying.
I mean, before that, you were going to talk to me about girls.
Well, now I'm not. I've given up being the understanding mother for one evening.
Terrific. So can you just sign this, and then we'll say no more about your outburst?
Oh, you are showing alarming signs of growing up just like a man, Joe. Where did I go wrong?
Bye, Mum.
Hello, Joe.
Oh,
bye, Joe.
Oh,
nice
bye,
to see you
too.
Bye,
Hilarita.
Got any tire levers?
Joe, out.
Hello, Faith. Hannah let me in.
Hi, Hill. Trinket.
It's early in the day for drinks, isn't it?
Drink. In the singular.
You're a bit touchy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hilary. Joe's just been lecturing me on the dangers of alcohol.
Well, I'll have a glass of wine. You can tell me all about it. Hard day.
Oh, my daughter's driven me to drink, literally.
Yes, I noticed the L plates.
In Hannah's case, L stands for lunatic.
I don't know why they all want to learn to drive. My ideal in life is to be driven.
Well, don't be driven by Hannah.
I'm sure she'd be a smashing driver once.
She stopped insisting that traffic lights change just to annoy her. Yes, I expect she will be. I may not live to see it.
Don't exaggerate.
And after all that, just when I thought nothing else could upset me, my best friend comes in looking impossibly chic.
Do you like the new outfit?
Yes, smashing.
I'm a bit worried because it's linen, and after an hour in the aircraft, you begin to look as if you've been travelling in the baggage hold.
Ah, once the plane's taken off, you can always stand in the aisle and let your creases drop out.
Someone will ask me when I'm coming round with the duty-free.
Well, didn't you always want to be an air hostess when you were little?
No, I just wanted to have long plaits and a Yorkshire Terrier.
Cheers. You're looking forward to the trip?
I think I am, on the whole. Although family weddings can be a bit of a drag.
Especially if you have to cancel the ceremony.
Oh, I thought your reception was fun. Have you got another date for the wedding yet?
Bill's decree absolute should come through any day.
Are you sure this time?
Yes, and I've posted the paperwork so we won't have any more embarrassing scenes at the registrar's, I hope.
You'll have a wonderful wedding day.
Well, we've had plenty of practice at preparing for it.
I'm hoping that taking Brian with me to this wedding will put him in the mood.
Hill, are you sure you want to marry him?
Absolutely certain. After all, we both like Woody Allen films and going to Italy.
It's as good a reason as any. How does he get on with your family?
Don't really know yet. It's the first time he's seen them en masse.
Well, if they're anything like my family en masse, he'll run screaming into the distance.
Yes, I thought Bill looked a bit like an escapee when I saw him driving off just now.
I'm beginning to go off the whole idea.
Oh, I can't imagine why.
It's not easy making love to a woman with hiccups.
Oh, it's funny, isn't it, how babies hiccup all the time and it doesn't bother them, but when you're grown up and it really hurts. Oh.
What you need is a shock.
Oh, that's no place to put your car keys.
It worked, though, didn't it?
What should we do now, then?
Well, obviously, a couple of hours of smouldering passion are off the agenda, with you addled by a drink.
Let's have a cuddle, then.
Do you think I'm getting too old for it?
Only when you're overtired, my love.
I mean the MG.
Oh, I know you do. I just felt like an innuendo.
But you've just had one. Hannah says I should get something more suitable for a man of my years.
A tricycle, perhaps.
It is an impractical car, isn't it?
If you think that I'm going to talk you out of selling your MG, you've got the wrong woman.
I'm beginning to think that myself.
It's your car, and if you want a soppy, impractical boy racer two-seater that fulfills a strange adolescent dream, it's entirely your decision.
I've always had a sports car.
You've told me that once or twice, darling.
It's that combination of speed, power, the wind blowing my hair.
And you, too proud to drive after it.
Oh, it's all right. Mock if you must. You just can't see the magic, can you?
No, not a lot.
I always like girls with long blonde hair sitting beside me.
It's not a good idea to say that, you know, when you've a brunette with a bob beside you at the moment, my love.
Girls who didn't mind the hood down. There was nothing worse than a girl with back combing who put a nylon scarf on as we drove off.
I had a stretchy headband, a fringe, and orange lipstick.
Things have improved slightly, then. Oh, you can't beat a sports car. They really sort out the men from the boys.
Oh, come on, girls drove them too.
The other nice thing about those days was that you could make a perfectly innocent remark like that without some rampant feminist beaning you with an empty wine bottle.
Now, you just watch yourself, MacGregor.
The fact is, Faith, that sports cars were for boys because they could fix them. How many girls can change the oil or adjust their tappets?
My tappets have never needed adjusting.
Girls were impressed with sports cars. But you had to be careful that you didn't arrive looking like Wurzel Gummidge. I can remember practicing a nonchalant James Dean expression in the driving mirror and combing my hair while I waited for my
date. All right, you don't have to give me a rerun of American Graffiti. I assume you're going to keep it.
I think I'll keep it, even though Hannah offered to buy it.
But you certainly can't sell it to Hannah.
Why?
She hasn't got any money, for one thing.
She said she's got a post office book.
Oh, she's got the book, yes, but there's no money in it. Anyway, she's a liability on the road.
That's just because you aggravate each other. I'm sure her driving's okay. She just needs a calmer person to instruct her.
Know anyone?
Oh, I don't mind taking her out a few times.
You're on.
People have said I'm a natural teacher.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Shift over a bit. You're getting to that belligerent stage when you get possessive over the duvet.
Yes, but if I had a bit to possess, I might.
See?
Do you think Joe's fallen for this girl?
God, the butterfly mind of the slightly inebriated.
No, do you, though?
Why not? It's perfectly natural.
That's what worries me. I mean, he's a bit young, don't you think?
No. I first fell in love when I was 7.
Really?
She had long blonde hair and beautiful eyes.
What was her name?
Heather. She was the milkman's horse.
It's just, I'm a bit worried because I haven't had a serious talk with Joe.
Do you mean what I think you mean by serious?
Yes, I do. He was too young to talk about things when John and I got divorced.
Things? You're a coward.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I just want you to do it.
What?
Well, you're about to be his stepfather and he trusts you. Put him in the picture.
You want me to sit Joe down and ask him if he knows about sex?
That sort of thing, yes.
Well, it's not easy with my natural modesty.
That's why this will help.
The Radio Times? What am I supposed to do? Hide behind it or hit him with it?
There's a documentary on human biology tomorrow, so you could watch it together and then he could ask questions afterwards.
Like whose stupid idea was this?
I have absolute faith in you, Bill.
Wonderful. Right. Well, if I'm going to discuss the theory, I think I should get in some practice.
Oh, this is very nice.
No, we should make the most of the time when Hannah and Joe are out.
Yes. Just a minute. Slow down. I want to be wooed.
Wooed?
Very wooed indeed.
Oh. Oh, hell. Oh, no.
Yes.
Mum, it's me.
There are two me's who call me Mum.
Stop giggling. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
It's me, Hannah.
Oh, it's me, Hannah.
Can you pick me up?
No, I'm not speaking to you.
Well, can Bill pick me up then? Only Caroline went home early because she felt sick from too much bopping.
How unfortunate.
I could walk back.
No, you couldn't. I'll collect you.
Thanks, bye.
Hannah wants a lift. I'll go.
I assume you're joking as you're having trouble putting the phone back on the hook.
Oh, will you go then? Bill, you're a wonderful person. Do you know that? I'd like to give you a big kiss. Oh, what are you doing?
Retrieving my car keys, of course. What else?
I won't be long, you two.
Okay.
You're going to watch television together, are you?
Does that surprise you, Faith? Strange, I thought you knew.
Sports special's on soon.
Oh, that'll interest Bill as well. You can have a proper boys' evening.
I don't know about you, Joe, but that sounds like a sexist remark to me.
Women are always saying daft things like that.
Look after my son, the chauvinist, Bill.
Certainly not. He can look after me.
You know what I mean.
Off you go, Faith. This is no place for a woman.
Bye.
Bye. Sports special's on in about half an hour, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd better finish my maths homework first.
Oh, never mind that.
What?
Well, there's, a programme on before it, that you might find interesting.
Is there?
Yes.
What's it called?
Body language, I think.
Oh? What's it about?
Bodies.
Dead ones?
No. Male and, female ones.
Oh, you mean sex.
Sort of.
Bill, are you blushing?
Certainly not.
You are?
I'm not.
Miss Bottomley always used to blush when we did sex education. Used to mumble so much, we had to keep asking her to repeat everything. It was stupid. She seemed to think none of us knew the facts of life.
Silly woman.
Of course, we'd known it for years.
Had you? Mind you, it can be confusing, getting all the facts together in the right order, if you see what I mean.
Can it?
Oh, yes, it can, for some people. Is there anything you're not clear about, Joe?
Well, actually, yes, there is one thing. I'll get it. Guess what? It's Emma.
Who?
Emma. In the hall. Emma. In my hall.
Oh, that Emma. And what's she doing here?
She's got a puncture right outside my door. Awesome, isn't it?
Well, I'm not mending her puncture as well as yours.
Don't worry, Bill. I can handle it. There comes a time when you have to put things into practice, doesn't there?
We are talking about bicycle tyres, aren't we, Joe? Of
course. See you later. Enjoy the programme.
Oh, Joe?
Yeah?
What was the thing you were worried about?
What thing?
You said there was something about the facts of life you didn't understand.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just that... it's always worried me.
What has?
That the roots of our gooseberry bush are in the next door's garden. Quick, turn it on. Sport special starts in a minute.
Joe, hang on. I thought you were planning to spend the evening bent over a bicycle wheel with the girl of your dreams.
So did I.
Well, what happened?
She just wanted to borrow my puncture repair kit.
Did she?
Said she didn't need any help.
I see.
She could do it herself.
Ah. Oh.
She said her mum taught her to be independent on account of being left with two children by a no-good husband.
You're going to have a tough time with that one, Joe.
Don't tell me.
Bring back the days when men were men and women rode side saddle.
It's not easy on a bike.
On a horse, Joe.
Ah.
I never thought I'd say it, but women are becoming impossible.
The women I know always were.
A perfectly well-meaning offer to pump up a bicycle tyres and wallop. They start screaming that you're patronising them, don't they?
I'll have to look up patronising. Mostly they just tell me to clear off.
There'll be a male backlash, Joe, before long.
How do you mean?
Men will start to assert themselves. In subtle ways at first. Like letting the door go when they're behind you, and not opening their lemonade bottles.
That doesn't sound much of a backlash. Don't mind letting the door go on Hannah, though.
A brave blow for freedom, Joe.
Well, think I'll give up women and stick to football.
A wise decision. Men's territory. You'll not get a woman who can understand the offside rule.
Mum can.
I might have guessed.
Hey, switch it on, you two. The match is about to start. You and Bill had a nice talk, Joe?
Yes.
And?
I'm not going to take the tops off any girls' lemonade bottles.
Gosh, that is interesting.
Men's talk, Faith. We don't expect you to understand.
Stop! You haven't checked your mirror and handbrake.
Hannah, you are not the instructor I am. I am driving you to a secluded road where you will be let loose on your mother's car.
You're supposed to set me a good example.
Okay.
That means you're not supposed to cross your arms over when you're turning the wheel. Mr. Evans...
How old's your Mr. Evans?
Oh, quite old. About 30.
I see. In that case, he was probably still at play school when I passed my driving test, so don't quote your Mr. Evans at me.
He said I'd noticed lots of bad habits in other drivers, especially older ones.
Oh, did he? Did he also warn you of the possibility of being thrown out of a moving car?
Sorry, Bill, I'll shut up.
Thank you. Now, I'll stop up here and you can take over.
You forgot to signal.
Hannah!
Hello?
Faith, it's me.
Hill! How was the wedding?
Don't talk to me about the wedding.
All right, I won't. How's Brian?
Don't talk to me about Brian!
Oh, perhaps you'd like to nominate a topic of conversation, then.
I'm sorry, Faith.
Where are you?
I'm at Heathrow.
With Brian?
Certainly not.
I get the feeling his halo has slipped.
He's a drunk, a womanizer, and the rudest man I ever met.
What happened?
Almost everything. He told the bride that he could give her a much better life than Joel could, and slipped his phone number into her bouquet.
Ah.
And he was dipping the chief bridesmaid in the tango when he fell into the wedding cake. Stop laughing, Faith.
I'm sorry, Hilary. No, I really am.
Can you pick me up?
Well...
Only I thought I'd be coming back with Brian, naturally, but I flew back on my own. I cut up all his credit cards first.
That may not have been wise.
Why not?
Well, now he can't send you flowers.
I don't want his damn flowers. I was going to get a taxi home, but I might feel like a good cry. And you know how hard it is having a decent cry in front of strangers.
Oh, I do. I'll pick you up, Hill, but it'll be in Bill's car.
The MG?
Yes. I'm not sure that it's designed to take three trunks and a hatchbox.
Oh, it's okay. I'm travelling light. Only got a couple of teeny suitcases. Why have you got the MG?
Oh, Bill's taken Hannah out for a driving lesson in my car. He seems to think he's a natural teacher and will be a much calmer influence on her than I am. Something about two women in a car being impossible.
Doesn't sound like Bill. I thought he was a new man, all tolerance and equality.
So did I. I think exposure to family life's making him a bit raw at the edges.
All men are closet chauvinists, you know. And drunks and deceivers.
Yes, Hill, it's all right. Calm down. I'll be with you in half an hour. Hill, try not to hit anything masculine.
Take your foot off the accelerator.
Mr. Evans doesn't shout at me.
He's getting paid, I'm not.
Bill, you're not helping my confidence by pressing your feet into the floor and clutching the headrest.
It's not your confidence I'm worried about. It's my life.
Don't exaggerate.
You are going a little fast.
I'm only doing 30.
But you're going round a roundabout.
I made it, didn't I?
Only by the grace of God.
Mr. Evans doesn't pray when I drive.
You went round that roundabout on two wheels.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
Look, Hannah... Try and touch the accelerator rather than thumping it. Coax it gently and it will respond. Think of it as a woman's...
You were going to say woman's body, weren't you?
Keep your eyes on the road!
They bring sex into everything.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, look, there's Sarah.
Hannah, slow down.
I am. I didn't like her jacket, did you?
I couldn't see it for the sweat pouring into my eyes.
Well, anyone would think I was a rotten driver.
I wonder why. Pull over here.
Why? I'm enjoying myself.
Pull over here, by that shop.
Do I have to?
Yes, stop here.
Well, that's a stupid place to put a traffic cone.
They obviously weren't expecting you. I can probably walk to the curb from here.
I haven't done parking yet.
Back in a minute.
You're getting me a box of chocolates for doing so well, aren't you?
No.
I like plain chocolate with peppermint.
I'm not buying chocolate. I'm buying cigarettes.
But you don't smoke.
I'm starting again.
Mum won't like it.
Tough. Either I have a cigarette or a heart attack.
If you start smoking, you'll have both.
Hannah, don't speak to me. Just get that traffic cone out from under the car and sit in the passenger seat.
Mr. Evans doesn't get cross with me.
That's because Mr. Evans has dual control. At the moment, I haven't even got self-control.
Mr. Evans said I'm to expect conflict if the family take me out for practice.
For once, I agree with Mr. Evans.
Hello, you two. Good lesson.
Bloody women drivers. And don't tell me that's a sexist remark. I have just survived attempted murder. Only a miracle has prevented Hannah from killing me in the last hour.
I thought you wanted to kill me.
And there was I, thinking Hannah was in safe hands with such a wonderful natural teacher to instruct her.
I wouldn't be Hannah's driving instructor if you paid me.
We do pay him.
Not enough.
What's that in your hand, Bill?
Car keys.
No, the other hand.
A cigarette.
He started smoking again, Mum, and he's using my driving as an excuse.
An excuse? Anyone who's just spent the last hour with you would need either a cigarette or a therapy session.
He's been exaggerating all afternoon, Mum.
And as I'm a bit strapped for cash, I thought 20 filter tipped would be cheaper than Dr. Anthony Clare.
But, Bill, you said you'd never smoke again.
It's all right, Faith. I'll throw the other 19 away. Unless you want me to take Hannah out for another drive. In which case, I'll keep them in the glove compartment.
Would you like a drink?
I'd love one. But I'd better drive back to the flat first and get a shower and a change of clothes. A driving lesson with your daughter is equivalent to 2 hours in a sauna.
Before you go...
No, I am not drawing diagrams for Joe of the male and female anatomy.
It's not that. I've just picked Hillary up from the airport. She had a row with Brian.
Look, can't you tell me the news later?
I took your car...
Oh, yes. So?
We had a little accident, Bill.
What?
No, I'm sorry.
You mean the MG is damaged?
Just a dent.
Just a dent. Where is it?
I thought the lesson went quite well, actually.
Did you? Good.
Bill doesn't do much for my confidence, mind you.
Well, you just probably took him a bit by surprise, that's all.
He seems a bit tense these days, Mum.
Do you think so?
I think he's under strain because you're still not properly married.
You could be right.
But just in case that isn't the reason, I think I'll make myself scarce. Present seems to aggravate him today.
Okay, Hannah. I'll get dinner in a minute.
That'll cost a fortune.
I am really sorry,
Bill. I suppose you and Hillary were busy chatting. What did you do, reverse into a dress shop?
No, we did not. How dare you assume it was my fault?
Well, I'm sorry. What happened?
We were hit from behind.
By another woman, don't tell me.
By a man.
Oh, yes.
In a sports car.
Really?
A convertible.
Well, that's unusual.
Hillary said he wasn't concentrating seconds before he hit us.
How does she know?
She saw him in the wing mirror.
He was having trouble with his engine, was he?
No.
Oh.
He was looking in his mirror, checking his hair. It's the sort of thing men do, didn't you say?
In Overtaken by Events, you heard James Bolam as Bill, Linda Bellingham as Faith, Celia Imrie as Hillary, Kelda Holmes as Hannah, and Mark Denham as Joe. Second Thoughts was written by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie and produced by Sean Ed William.